Oh, hi, Big
ho,
Daddy.
Ho, 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 ho. Let it begin, Vader. November is what? It is the start of the crema season. Let the reindeer poop replace the cat vomit.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No. No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 1st of November, not to be confused with the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, in the 2021, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria, bless her heart, Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr.
Vader,
Larry.
V-E-D-E-R.
Lord Vader, that's V-A-D-E-R, even when he's early, because he's so excited, it's still wrong. And if that's any indication of how today's little show is going to go, y'all joining me again today, almost always, is the fat one himself. It's Big Fatty. Y'all, he couldn't be bothered. He is so distracted. He just can't be bothered.
Well,
he's phoning it
what
in
I'm
today.
Doing. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Are you inventorying the candy?
No, I heard old Crooked Hat. Say that he went and he's ordering bread online with a subscription service. It's called Wild Grain, and I was looking at it, and so the main thing that I'm going to try it for 1 month, but the main thing is, do I want to get the mixed box, which is bread, pasta, and pastries, or do I want just the bakery box, which is bread and pastries?
Ah, okay. So the website for this is www.carbs.com.
It is.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, now y'all, a little bit, we're going to pull the curtain back a little bit. We're recording this early.
Yes.
Because Big Fatty,
yes,
as you may or may not know, Fat Acres is quite the hot location for trick-or-treating.
Yes.
So Big Fatty was like, we got to do this early because, you know, I got to get out there and give out my dum-dums and my Mary Janes and the orange and black peanut butter candies that he gives just right. one each to each kid.
I'm giving out the Rice Krispie treats.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. Now, are these the little tiny Rice Krispie treats? The little Big Fatty size?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, you know, back in your day, was it you or was it someone else? It was like, oh no, it was you the other day on your little show that was like, we didn't have miniature candy bars back in my day. But neither did
we. We got bubble gum and suckers, you know, like Charms Pops and things like that.
Yeah, we didn't have miniature candy bars for sure when I was growing up. Now, I feel like you could get like one Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Like they were doing that, like the singular package of Reese's. But otherwise, I don't feel like there was a lot of bubble gum because you always, the bubble gum is what you still had in July of the
right.
next year because there was so much of it. And yeah, but otherwise, yeah, I don't feel like there was a lot of, there was a lot of chocolate. There were those coins,
no.
the chocolate coins, you remember?
Yeah, the coins.
Yes. Well, I don't have that.
Like access. A pirate treasure.
There were those. And y'all, I didn't mind. Did y'all get those red, orange, and black peanut butter candies?
Oh,
y'all,
I loved them.
I did too. Everyone's like, oh, those are the cheapest because they're just wrapped in the wax paper, you know? Y'all, I love those things. In fact, I think I saw them at at the Von's East when I was in there the other week. So I'm going to see if they've got any because I actually enjoyed them. So, yeah. But y'all, I've got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
And also some breaking news. Breaking news. Y'all, I'm distracted because my phone rang right before we recorded. This afternoon, on Sunday afternoon, Halloween, I ran out to the Harris Teeter, which is the same as the Kroger, if you got the Kroger where you are.
Right.
Y'all like the Harris Teeter. I haven't been in probably a month. I've been on a budget, so I've just been buying some very simple stuff, but they had a big sale today. Y'all, I couldn't tell if it was Sunday, October 31st, or if it was the day before Thanksgiving. It was insanity. There must have been 10 carts in each line. They had every register open, and the lines were backed up down the aisles, which also meant you couldn't get down the aisles because their carts backed up down the aisles. And so I'm chatting with Larry in front of me, who just wanted to chat, you know, but he couldn't hear because, you know, we had the Max on, he was old and he couldn't hear and, you know, whatever. And he was like, we might need to just start drinking the beer. And I was like, well, I don't have any beer. He's like, well, you've got the wine. And I was like, you know, that's right. I was like, I think we're both going to need it to get through this. Y'all, we basically are roommates after that situation.
Oh.
But, because we stood in line for so long. Best friends. But y'all, we were chatting with the ladies who were on either side of us and the other lines. And I was like, yeah, and you know, Mr. Vader, he does not meet a stranger. And so if I'm going to chat, I'm at least going to ask the important questions. And all of the ladies, y'all, they must have had 400 items in their shopping carts. That's what was taking so long is to ring them up, you know, was giant. Giant time suck. Excuse me, a little bit of this Cabernet I'm celebrating. I'm still a little bit phlegmy, by the way, so if you hear me cough, sick as
now,
a dog.
What items did you have to go out and get on this gay criminal?
Well, I mean, I had zero things in the house to eat, so I had to get food for the week. I'd eaten it all. I think I had some frozen chicken breast or something, but anyway, that wasn't helping. So, the ladies were like, we saw, and y'all, they've all been watching the Fox News. This is not political, but they all been watching the Fox News. Even the ladies that I wouldn't have expected to be watching the Fox News have been watching the Fox News. Y'all, they have scared people to death saying there isn't going to be enough food for Thanksgiving. And so all these people were out buying their Thanksgiving turkeys, buying the cranberry sauce, all like flour, eggs, butter, the whole nine yards. They're out shopping for Thanksgiving. So that is what was happening at the Vader family Harris Teeter. Y'all, I just wanted some chicken breast and some carrots and, you know, asparagus. A few little things just to get through the week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just a little, because we're trying to eat healthy. Something, we also bought some double stuffed EL fudge.
Something to make your urine stink.
Well, it ain't like anybody's going to be smelling it. That's some Speaking of, y'all, I was sick all week. All week long. You know, I had a little cold last weekend. And so,
or
last Monday.
You mentioned that that you might want to come by and, what was I saying? That you might want to come by and have a conversation on the veranda this past
week. Well, right. I was sick, but I figured if we sat outside, it would be okay. I'd kill you. And either one of those would be a perfectly acceptable, like, Tuesday afternoon or whatever day it was. But, y'all, the coal mine has just gone to hell.
Uh-oh.
And we have big coal mine doings coming up in another couple weeks. But, y'all, it is just, the whole thing has gone to hell. And I lost my patience twice at the coal mine this week, and both times I walked out and swore I would never go back because of the behavior there. And, it seems to be acceptable behavior. So I just decided that I was going to start coming in at 10 and leaving at 4.
Oh.
Well, if it's fine for everybody else, it's fine for me.
Right.
So, but only one person had something said to them about it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Just more fuel for my fire there. So, But y'all, it was absolute pandemonium at the coal mines. And it's hard to explain why. I think people just don't care. So, you know, it just creates havoc.
By the way, I have joined the bread subscription service.
What about the nursing home? Have you joined the nursing home?
I have not. Not yet, anyway.
Y'all, I heard that Big Fatty was over with Olive this week, and I just keep thinking, I owe Olive a lot of drinks, because Olive is just convincing Big Fatty that he needs to go ahead and move on in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There won't be any Fern Gully when that happens. So we can just put him in there and forget about him. And then, you know, he'll still be doing a little show for the next 14, 15 years. But we don't have to, you know, he doesn't, yeah. And y'all, I can tell you, if Big Fatty can just go down to the cafe and have a little soup, he won't ever cook again.
Right.
Because it'll make you gassy, but that's not.
Right. By the way, it's free shipping.
I can't believe you're signing up for one of those mail order food services. They're such a big ripoff.
I thought I'd give it a try. And we'll just see how it goes. Mm. Except I don't see how to sign into my account now.
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing that you're trying to lose weight, so you're ordering all the Cobs.
Well, it won't be here before I go to the doctor on Tuesday.
I prefer to replace die. Go to glory with the doctor. So, before you get a glory on Tuesday, which I, you know, the rate we're going. Y'all.
Uh-oh.
I need pants.
By the way, if anyone else is going to try the wild grain bread delivery service, I was able to get $20 off using the discount code October20. Now, that probably
will have expired by the time this goes out. Anyone to everyone. Yeah.
Right.
Y'all, I need pants. And it has to do with the carbs. I can't even say it like Big Fatty because I am not horrifying.
Cams.
Right. But it's more because I like the devil's juice, you know, if you will. The Nip and I have that in common. Y'all, by the way, the Nip did update his Grin Doctor profile photo. He basically has on a ski suit, so it hides how fat he is. That's why he's so popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a ski bib on. So, but anyway, I don't know. I haven't seen the Nip since he got back, so I can't tell you how terribly fat he is. But anyway, I was going to send him a message and tell him he was fat, but then I figured he probably wouldn't find that nearly as funny as you and I would. But, because he's the Nip. He's not very funny. Anyway, y'all, I have been... everyone's heard me talk about needing pants for a while. Now, when I was in Texas, I found the pants, but I was a little taken aback at the cost of the pants because it was pure retail. Like, it was just like when you get a Dick's Sporting Goods and it's like MSRP and that's really what they charge. Like, that's kind of how I felt about the pantalones there in the Tejas.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I can surely find them locally. Y'all, I have been shopping. So yesterday, Saturday, as we record this, I said, enough of this. So I did what, basically everyone would do. And I got in the jalopy. And I drove up to the Dirty Myrtle for the day. And I got up early and, you know, whatever. Got some petrol, checked the air pressure in the tires. Drove up there. Y'all, I must have gone into 300 stores. It feels like it. I walked over like 14,000 steps. I didn't even have to try on a pair of pants because they didn't have any that were anywhere near my size. Not like one size off or a little bit long or whatever. No, just none. Is this... I do not understand what's going on. I mean, I do, but like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think we know what's going on.
Well, mostly that I keep eating and drinking this devil's juice. Y'all, speaking of the devil's juice, I got some tea at the Grocerarium, y'all. They've got the holiday teas out, and I got the Candy Cane Lane herbal tea. Oh. So I'm very excited about that.
Now, are there things that you look forward to during the, you know, since it is the start of Chroma today, are there things you look forward to?
Like foods or?
Yeah.
Not really. So, you know, you can buy eggnog year round. Not that I would, but.
Right.
You know, so I enjoy a glass of eggnog every year. I like eggnog, but it's so heavy. I just don't. It's not my thing.
Right.
Yeah, so not really. I guess it's just mostly an excuse to eat all the Hatterina's food. Because, mm-hmm. you know, she's quite the cooker during this holiday season.
Does she make a favorite thing that you like?
Well, she makes things that she thinks are my favorite things. So, you know, like she makes this cake. It's called a 7-day coconut cake. And it
Ooh,
takes,
that sounds
yeah,
good.
It takes 7 days to make it because you have to bake the cake and then you have to like soak it in all of these syrups on, you know, each day and all that, but let it kind of start to dry out, ouch, a little bit before you do it again so it doesn't fall apart. And then it's got this delicate frosting on it and the whole nine yards. So that one's good. But otherwise, and my cousin, we'll call him Mike. That's his name. Michael Vader. And, Mike cooks prime rib for Christmas, so he does the giant prime rib. We go over to their house because it's just a few of us on my mom's side of the family. So we go over to their house, and you know, my cousin, we'll call her Heather. She and I are separated at birth, so she just buys it all, y'all. She works in a hospital, not with Granny, but. In a hospital.
Thank God.
Yeah. And, you know, those nurses are always trying to make an extra dollar. So they do. So they all make something. So, like, you know, one of them makes the cake. So she always gets cakes from him. And one of them makes the sauces and the dips or what, you know. So she just puts in her order and we all throw in $20 and show up. Y'all, it's the best food you'll ever eat.
What makes the cake so good?
The Hatterina's cake, it's just white cake, but
racist.
I know it's very Archer racist. But y'all, it's just white cake. By the way, speaking of Archer, y'all, it was his fake birthday this week, this past week, and I listened to his little show. Didn't even mention it. The way the syrups she makes them, I think she uses gelatin in some of them. So when they set up inside the cake, they change the texture to almost, I don't know how to explain it. Like it becomes like a cross between cake and like pudding. So it's like, it's got that rich, rich, sweet pudding taste, but then it's the texture of cake, I guess. So it's super moist and it just, it falls apart. And it's like 18 layers. It's one of those that, you know, you stack it up and it ends up being 2 feet tall. Yeah. And then, of course, she's like, I don't know if anyone's going to like it. And by the end of the meal, like, there's, you know, none left at all because everyone eats that. We all gorge ourselves at Thanksgiving. Because Christmas is when they do the big doings of buying the things.
The big doings.
Right.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving, we actually cook. And so it's mostly just deviled eggs. And I know how you love a good deviled egg.
Oh, you know, if it's not a tongue sandwich, it's got to be something out of a chicken's butt.
Delicious. My family knows how to make a deviled egg, let me tell you.
Mm.
Well, so I make the corn casserole, you know. I make the pecan pie. I'm sorry. I make the pumpkin pie and the corn casserole. And typically something else that's different. Y'all, I found a recipe. I have my... Big Fatty, have you started working on your nuts and bolts yet?
No, but my brother's coming to town on Wednesday. So I'm probably going to whip up a batch Monday night or Tuesday.
Well, y'all, I found a new recipe that's going to be my nuts and bolts. Now, I'm going to have to adapt it a little bit so it's not a straight copy. But it's going to be Vader's pretzels. And so you take the chunks of the big, thick sourdough pretzels, and then there's all this butter sauce you put on them and cook them. And so I found the recipe and I saw all the reviews, and y'all, these little old ladies make it, and you know it's going to be good if the little old ladies up in North Kakalaki.
Right, and I know how you love the ladies.
I'm having a little red wine.
Mm-hmm. Probably perfect with a glass of Chardonnay.
Ooh, well, you know how I love the Chardonnay too.
Yes.
The ladies and the Chardonnay. Okay, Chardonnay. So yeah, I'm going to do all that. And that's going to be my little crema gift this year, even though I won't see you, but yeah.
No. Now, weren't you supposed to be on a cruise?
October 14th, I think, is when I booked, but I changed it to November, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
When is it in November? Because we're in November now.
I know. November 18th, I want to say.
Is that
a Thursday? Yep, that's it's November 18th, so. Yep.
The day before the full moon.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll have a full moon party up on the ship. But you know what? Yeah, you know what else we'll have on the ship?
What?
Not this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty tells me the name of someone who was born on this day. I tell him why we'd know who they are and if they're dead or alive.
Okay, you ready?
No, go for it.
Oh, Cocoa Crisp.
Cocoa Crisp, as in the cereal? Well, I mean, it's Cocoa Crisp will always be alive in my heart, so yeah.
Cocoa Crisp is alive. Cocoa Crisp is an American baseball outfielder. He was on the World Series 2017. I brought this up because you know the Atlanta Braves are in the World Series.
Barely.
And he was the American League base leader, base stealer, stolen base leader.
Clearly, you're year. On it.
So,
yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Okay, well, you didn't get that.
All right.
Betsy Palmer.
Betsy Palmer. Well, Betsy has gone on to glory. Now, you would probably know Betsy by her image on the bottle that represents things that she made. Y'all, she was the inventor of the Palmolive, the dish soap.
Oh, and you say she's gone to glory?
Oh, yeah, gone to glory.
Well, Betsy Palmer has indeed gone to glory. Died, but just in 2015.
Oh.
She's an American actress.
Oh.
She was in Mr. Roberts and Friday the 13th, but she was also on quite a few of the quiz programs. Now here's the tough one for you. Tim Cook.
Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. May his royal gayness. He's alive. He's still with us.
Yes, he is, but I thought it was... Larry Flint.
Larry Flint. No relation. Larry Flint, you would probably know him from the news, from
yes.
the... I'm trying to remember how which one he is. I believe he was the... The Hootie McDo, one of the attorneys in one of those famous cases or something recently. I just can't remember.
Larry Flint, one of the, and you say alive or dead?
He's alive.
Okay. And let me just say right now that Nessa is cackling her head off right now, as is Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Who? Because Flint, they unsubscribed.
Larry Flint is alive, according to what I'm looking at. And I thought he was dead, but anyway.
No.
He was the publisher of Hustler magazine.
Well, maybe so. Maybe I'm just confused. I think we can squeeze in, or in our case, squeeze out one more.
Uh-huh. Marsha Wallace.
Marsha Wallace. Yeah, that is not how you would know her. So Marsha Wallace is just, I mean, I don't know that you would really know her. She had a little bit of stint acting here and there, but she was Ted Wallace's wife, and she is dead.
Okay, and who is Ted Wallace?
He's a news anchor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Marsha Wallace is indeed dead. And she was Carol on the Bob Newhart show, the redhead.
Y'all,
oh my Lord.
She said, Lord. I the last couple of weeks I've just been on it. Speaking of news anchors,
yes.
y'all, local news legend, the
yes.
Bill Sharp, not the weather rat, but the
no.
anchor, Bill Sharp, y'all, he retired after, what was it, 70 years on the air or something like that?
No, he was, he literally, and no kidding here, he was on for 48 years.
Jesus.
I mean, that's, that beat Big Fatty.
Well, I mean, we all know that your news career, that your television career, your radio career, well, it ended with the BFO. So let's just say that that's how things are going. So, yeah. Yeah. So y'all, I was so excited because in the photos they had of his going away party, y'all, of course they had the big cake and everything, but then they brought back all the old timers that are still with us. So there was Bill and Debbie Chard. And
yes.
They were just hugging and smiling. And it was, I just thought of Big Fatty because I was like, oh, what Big Fatty would do to be there right now. Just to be
memory lane,
just to be live in memory lane. Right. Of course, I didn't know who half the people were because I don't watch the local news.
Where did you see all that?
On Instagram. I follow I follow Live 5 on Instagram.
I'm not on that.
I know because you're Big Fatty. But y'all,
yes.
speaking Big Fatty, you know what else? I mean, it's Halloween night as we record this,
yes.
but you know what else premieres today?
No.
The Doctor Who.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Doctor Who, the new season after 2 years.
Oh.
Almost. There's a new season of Doctor Who. I think it's, as we record this, I think it's actually already dropped because I got a push notification from the Apple TV app that said something about it. So I was like, ooh. But y'all, also, now, Big Fatty, I know this. You know this, so you just haven't talked about it because you were saving it for the show.
Yeah, I haven't.
The Hallmark Crema movies have started.
Oh!
They started last weekend.
They were already underway.
Y'all, they started last weekend. There are 42 this year. 43.
Oh, my.
43 this year. I guess they got back to filming.
I think there's some homosexual ones this year too.
Yeah. So far I've watched four. There are five
homosexual ones?
No. So there are probably six that have been, as we record this, that have been on the air. I've watched four of those six. The others are DVR'd. And of the four I've watched, at least two of them have the homosexuals in them.
Oh, okay.
One was, no,
they're
three.
Not just, they're not the gay neighbor or anything.
Well, like one set was definitely.
They don't come over and go, ah!
Well,
yes,
no.
Oh!
They don't treat them, they just treat them like regular couples in that situation.
They don't come in and say, oh, excuse me while I go don my gay apparel.
Right.
Oh!
No, they have yet to go that far, but it's just a matter of time. But none have been main characters yet. None have been the main.
Get ready
Sorry, I burped and clicked.
Speaking of memory lane.
But y'all, some are like the best friends of the main characters, so they're not like they're not like the subject of the movie. But they're very like, you know, the main character's trying to set the lady up with another lady. So,
right.
We talked a lot.
You know, this time next week, you know, next weekend is Cher weekend.
Oh, do you believe in fat after fat? I don't, yes. No. Oh.
No. You know why?
Why?
Because we'll be turn back time.
No.
Well,
yeah, I know. I do. Ooh!
Oh! So, and you know, Big Fatty loves the standard time.
Oh.
So next week, in the sun, it'll be sunset at 5:25.
I know, it'll be basically dark. Y'all, the temperature has already dropped, but by next weekend, it is going... It's a little warm today, but it's going to be fab.
Have a song.
Speaking,
time to pull out your old camisole. And if you know, if you don't have a camisole, maybe you can get like a weighted caftan or something like that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Who do we know that would do something like that?
On second thought, there's probably enough weight in a caftan that you can get a weighted caftan.